Pastor Clemente Pinckney will be laid to rest today. He's one of 9 people gunned down last week in what authorities have called a racially motivated attack on Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. President Obama will be there to deliver the eulogy for Pastor Pinckney. And this is sound from one of 2 funeral services for 2 other church members yesterday in Charleston. NPR's David Shaper was there.
To her sorority sisters and teammates at South Carolina State, she was known as Tookie. At Goose Creek High School, 45-year-old Sharonda Coleman Singleton was Coach Singleton. In eulogizing her, fellow teacher and track coach Joe Huff said she called students her kids.
Because she would use little phrases such as, "Come on, sugar love, I know you can get through this."
Singleton also ministered at Mother Emmanuel AME, where she and the others were attending Bible study last Wednesday night, when authorities say 21-year-old Dylan Roof pulled out a gun and opened fire. Among the dignitaries eulogizing Singleton at her packed funeral was Charleston Mayor Joe Riley.
"A hateful, delusioned young man came into a church filled with hate, and the reaction was love."
At earlier services for 70-year-old Ethel Lance, grandson Brandon Risher also noted that hate took his grandmother's life, but that she is a symbol of love.
"As you go to your families, that you look at each other and say, whatever hate you have is unnecessary."
At sundown in downtown Charleston, a line stretched 2.5 blocks from Mother Emmanuel AME Church for the viewing of Pastor Clemente Pinckney. Gertrude Washington found the mood inside.
"It was a little somber, a little sad, but when I saw Reverend Pinckney, he had a smile. There was a smile on his face, so I'm sure he's at peace."
The somber healing in Charleston continues with Pinckney's funeral today, which President Obama and the First Lady will attend, along with Vice President Joe Biden and his wife, Jill. David Shaper, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.